Well, David, you've got the Tigers this weekend in a game that is really a dead rubber as far as finals placings go. However, you'd have to say that there is still plenty to play for.
There certainly is. I mean, dead rubber is probably going to be a hard sort of call it, but I mean, they're going to be a good preparation for us come the finals time because we know they're physical and that's what finals football is all about. You got to mentally prepare yourself, and the Tigers are going to give us that physical battle what we need to prepare ourselves for the finals.
Well, David, you talked about finals football, and over the years, the Sharks have been criticised for choking in these pressure matches. Is this something that you have discussed at all at training?
No, I mean, it's not one to sort of bring up. I mean, under John Lang, our record's been pretty good. I mean, he's been there 8 years. We made the final six. So, I mean, his record's pretty good for that. But like you said, I mean, I think in the years past, we've made up the numbers. We've been competitive. But I think this year, we know we've got to take it that one step further, and I think we've all matured as players, and we definitely know it's within our grasp. I mean, everyone's talking about Parramatta, and they are the form side of the year, but finals football is totally different, and I mean, everyone's got to step up a notch, and that's what finals football is all about.
Well, David, being a little bit more specific, the Sharks have often had problems defending big leads, and you did it again against the Bulldogs last weekend, where you led 12-0 only to be run down. Is this something else that needs attention before the finals?
We spoke about it 2 weeks ago, and that was probably a good preparation as well when we played the Broncos, and we had a lead. They come back and jumped in front of us, and I think that was a good stepping stone to what it's going to be like in the final. I mean, we had a good crowd. The atmosphere was like semi-finals type atmosphere, and we come from behind to beat them. But we spoke about the Bulldogs, and they probably did all the little nitty-gritty things better than us, and that's what cost us the game. So we definitely learned something from that, and that's what's going to win you the tight games in semi-finals, is doing all the little nitty-gritty stuff, pushing up on the inside. It's all the basics that's going to win you semi-finals football, but you've got to play it hard and tough for 80 minutes.
Well, in saying that, Dave, do you think the Sharks have the side to go all the way?
I think we do. And it's probably too early, but, I mean, just looking at our side, we feel as though we're a well-balanced side. We've got a good go-forward pack. We've got our defence is pretty sound, and we've got some good attacking back. So that's what I think every side looks for, and we've got that. And not just us, but, I mean, there's probably another three or four sides that's got that. And we feel as though, and I think I've spoken to a few players, they feel as though the competition's very open. I mean, like I said earlier, everyone's talking about Parramatta, but there's I think there's three or four sides that can win this competition this year.